Surah Kahf, which had commenced yesterday, will be completed today, as well as Surah Maryam and Surah Taha will be recited completely. Surah Kahf, very, very blessed surah. We've been hearing for the last 4 weeks in the Jummah Bayans detailed discussions on the different lessons from Surah Kahf, and inshallah, last discussion in tomorrow's Jummah. It is mentioned that when Surah Kahf was revealed, because of the great virtue of the surah, 70,000 malaika accompanied the surah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From amongst the virtues of the surah is that person who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, which means from a Thursday after Maghrib until Friday, till Maghrib time on a Friday, the person who recites Surah Kahf, then he will be saved from fitnas, even if it be the fitna of Dajjal. Even if Dajjal had to emerge in that period, then he'll be saved from the fitna of Dajjal. Second, another virtue of this recitation of the surah is that a light, a pillar of nur is formed in front of that person, or for that person who recites Surah Kahf, from the earth, from the ground, right up to the skies. And a person's sins are forgiven. The person who recites Surah Kahf, then his minor sins are forgiven from one Friday until the next Friday. So we should make a habit of reciting Surah Kahf. It doesn't take too much of time. Every Friday, meaning from Thursday night until the next, until Friday before Maghrib. And so we can reap from these great virtues and great rewards from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as I was mentioning, this discussion on Surah Kahf has been carrying on for the last 4 weeks over Jummahs and is still not complete, still going to be some more discussions tomorrow. And there are many, many lessons, many important facts and many important things that we can learn from the surah. And the time doesn't permit it. We just mentioned one aspect that was also mentioned in the Jummah series was with regards to the Ashabi Kahf, the people of the cave, the youngsters who sought refuge in the cave. That's one aspect that is discussed in Surah Kahf. So the point or the main salient feature or the lesson that we derive from them, one of the lessons that we derive from their incident, is that when they were faced with an environment of guna, with an environment of sin, where the king was driving and pushing belief in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and moving people away from the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these youngsters sought refuge in a cave. They moved away from the environment. They moved away from the environment of sin, of vice, of guna, to save their iman and save themselves. Save themselves from this fitna, from this trial, from this test, from this wrong ideologies of this king. So from this we learn, if a person is faced with a situation, with an environment where it is beckoning him towards wrong, towards vice, towards guna, then he should move away from there. And if a person knows that a certain type of environment is going to tempt him or cause him to fall into guna, then the intelligent thing is for that person not to go in that environment at all in the first place. Another important lesson that we learn from in Surah Maryam, there's different discussions, the discussion about the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, etc. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, that Ibrahim alayhi salam used to command his family to perform salah and to discharge their zakat. We understand from this that as much as it is our duty and our responsibility to see to the financial upkeep of our families, their material well-being, more important than that, it is more important than that for us to look after and see to the spiritual well-being, to the dini well-being. It must not be that on the day of Qiyamah, a complaint will be laid against us that the father of the household, he did not guide us, he did not tell us to read our salah, he did not advise us to keep away from vice, to keep away from wrong. Because as we understand from the Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person is a shepherd of his family, and words to this extent that a person is a shepherd of his family, the man is a shepherd of his family, and he will be held, taken to account, and will be questioned about his flock. So it is not sufficient to say that, no, now they've gone big, they can look after themselves, they can do it, they can do whatever they want, they will, no, it is our responsibility still that we see to it that we advise them, that we guide them, especially in these trying times, threats coming against the iman, of our families, of our youth, of our youngsters, of our children. We should be even. May Allah give us tawfiq.